This is the voice of Keith Scott Mumby. We're going to use an enhanced sleep meditation. All states of body and mind are healed by sound, restful sleep without interruptions. Yes, mind too. All emotional hurts, trouble, anxiety, and confusion seem less threatening after a good night's sleep. Time to get started. Make sure you avoid caffeinated drinks. That includes tea, coffee, and many sodas. If you can't avoid them altogether, do not take any after 12 o'clock midday. Remember that sugary sweet foods are also highly stimulating to the brain. Stop eating sweet foods, you'll live longer. Stay away from emotionally charged or fast-paced TV programs, especially in the evening. Travelogues are good, also gentle, soft music. Be sure to log off your computer at least 1 hour before you intend to go to bed to sleep. Many people make the mistake of starting the wind-down process only when they want to go to bed. This is leaving it too late. Remove any digital clock from the bedroom. Make sure there are no electronic devices on your nightstand or even nearby. They may be active even when they appear switched off. Magnetic fields can disturb the brain. Make sure your room is very dark indeed. If you can't manage that, you must wear a sleep mask. But a darkened room is better, worth investing in heavier blinds or drapes, because your brain can read light even through your skull. You need real darkness to ensure the release of the sleep hormone melatonin. If you have noisy surroundings, try using earplugs. You'll soon get used to them and they definitely help. Finally, always start the sleep process 1 or 2 hours before midnight. Stage 4 sleep is the most healing and restful of all, and it takes place in that early period. When you are ready, each time you come to this sleep process, be sure to prepare for sleep with a positive attitude. Slide between the sheets and lie on your back comfortably. Spread your arms out beside you. Breathe slowly and gently. No ritual deep breathing exercises, just relax and breathe gently. Gently and slowly. Now, close your eyes. Feel your arms and legs grow heavy. Feel your whole body grow heavy. You are sinking into the bed. Let your arms and legs feel like lead, too heavy to lift. Your head feels heavy. Let it sink into the pillow. But relax your eyes. Be sure to release all tension. Relax your muscles completely. Then your limbs will feel heavy. We are going to go to sleep now. Gently, sweetly and comfortably. Sleep is one of the most healing and restorative aspects of human physiology. Sleep is a kind of nourishment, every bit as important as good food and nutritional supplements. We could call it vitamin S. Use these electronically enhanced meditations to change your brain physiology so that sleep comes more easily. Continue to do these meditations until you have established a good, strong sleeping pattern. It will put years on your life. Okay, relax. Breathe slowly and peacefully. Ready? Let go of the events of the day. You have done as much as you can. Nothing will change while you gently sleep. You can get back to things tomorrow. Make that the last time you think about tomorrow during this sleep process. Just gently relax and push away the events of the day. We are going to empty your mind of all distractions and clutter. We are going to find the peaceful, calm you at the center of things. Feel your surroundings growing still. Movement and agitation have ceased. Everything is very still around you. Let's talk to yourselves right now. You can do it. Reach out with your mind and enclose all your delightful cells. They are you. Tell them all to share in the process of calming down for the night, going into sleep and restore mode, and to repair the hard work of the day. Concentrate for a moment on the cells of the pineal gland. Ask them nicely for the release of melatonin. Melatonin helps to create the restful sleep state. But it also slows down aging dramatically. That tells you something about the value of sleep. Melatonin is good for us. Nourishing, sleepy melatonin. I want you now to follow me to a beautiful, restful place. We'll go where the pace is slow, the sun is warm, and the scene to behold is beautiful. Let's find a tropical island, green with trees, rich with sweet-smelling flowers and humming with insects. Find yourself on the ocean shore, in shorts or a sarong. Your feet are bare, and you can feel the sand between your toes. It is warm, marvelously warm, but not too hot. If you want to shade your head from the sun, see yourself with a wide-brimmed hat. Hey, there's only you here. Nobody minds how you look. Forget about beach fashion. If you are adventurous, go naked. There are no human beings in 100 miles. It feels good to be natural and relaxed. Feel relaxed. The sun is wonderfully healing and restorative. Its light contains all the energies we need as human beings. One of the oldest healings on earth is just being in the sun, relaxing, feeling the warmth. It goes back to the Helios temples in ancient Egypt and beyond. Listen to the sounds. There are some birds, some bees buzzing. But it is the rhythm of the ocean I want you to concentrate on. A slow, relaxing rhythm. The ocean is the beating heart of our world. The sound makes you feel sleepy. You lie down at the edge of the beach, under the palm trees, in the shade. It is warm in the shade. A soft whisper of a breeze, like a sigh, goes through the palm trees overhead. The sound is so relaxing. Look at the color of the ocean. Isn't that the bluest turquoise blue you've ever seen? The sunlight dives down into the waters of the ocean and comes back to us, reflected from the golden sand beneath the waves in a brilliant, dazzling turquoise blue. The color is so intense and beautiful, it almost feels sad. Almost, but not quite. It is an aching, piercing beauty. Feel sleepy now, in the warmth and peace. The rhythm of the ocean, the hum of insects, and the crying of gulls only serve to make the underlying silence seem more perfect, more restful. Feeling sleepy. Let's play a game. You are lying in bed or on a sofa, picturing yourself in a far distant place on the shores of our beloved ocean. It's a simple game. Relax, it won't be difficult. I want you to count backwards slowly from 100. You know, 100, 99, 98, 97, very slowly indeed. Let's make it fun. Try to picture each number as an image. See the number 98 like a picture in your mind's eye. But let's dress up these numbers. Add colors, add flowers. Let's include some textured numbers, cut out of wood, polished metal. See them on a pretty girl's shirt, on a guy's shorts, on his butt, or painted on a clown's forehead, or whatever you want. Which reminds me, cares and worries are sometimes the reason we have difficulty sleeping. Award yourself a smile, first class, right now. In bed, under the covers. Just smile. Smiling feels good. You don't need a reason to smile. If you feel you do, maybe that's part of the sleep problem. You need to lighten up and smile more. Smile for no reason. Smile when things don't look too good. Science has shown us that it's impossible to place our facial muscles in a smile and feel bad. It's not just that we feel good and smile, it's equally true that we smile and then feel good. Truly. Now comes an important moment. We're going to do an energy cleansing. Let's send a flow of healing, soothing light energy through your mind and body. It's like sweet water which washes away worries and cares. Let's develop the skill of turning your mind white. I want you to fill it up with white light. First, allow white light to come into your mind. If you can do this right away, good. If you find it hard, imagine yourself looking at something bright and white, like a dazzling white shirt or dress, a white glare on your computer screen, or dazzling white clouds seen from an aircraft. whatever works for you. Then draw this shining white into your mind. Let it fill up as much as you can into every corner of your mind. Just concentrate on my voice and the sweet music. Think only about your mind. Reach out inside your mind. Find the white light and hold it there, and let it grow as much as you can. Nurture this white light inside your mind. When you get better at this, you can permit yourself to develop a ball of intense white light above your head, like a cold fire, very intense. Try it now. See this intense white light above your head, like a ball of cold fire. Then draw it down into your head and let it slide down through your body from head to feet. Slowly it descends from above into your head. Slowly it descends from above into your head through your tissues, consuming and vaporizing bad thoughts and feelings. All areas of the brain are cleansed, every corner and cell, and the nerve pathways light up and are cleansed, cleaned, sterilized, so no more negative feelings or tension. All anxiety is consumed by this pure white light. The white light is healing and sweet. It feels pure, friendly, and cleansing. Hold it in your head, in your mind. Let me leave you for a few moments while this important step takes effect. Now, slowly let the white fire descend from your head to your neck, cleansing as it goes. Let it flow down to your arms, to your fingertips. Then let it move into the chest, where it will burn very intensely. It burns away and turns to white light every breath and every sigh, every heartache and every pain and feeling of loneliness. The white light melts away discomfort, old injuries, fears, limitations, anxieties, and sadness. These are all consumed by this beautiful, pure white light. This blazing white light. Your heart feels calm, soothed, renewed, and ready to fill with love. The white light and love have something in common. They both heal. See the white light and feel the love, and your body will quickly begin to heal from its hurts. Be willing to allow that feeling of love to come into your heart now. You deserve it. Whatever the past, now is a good time to feel love. It's with you now and it's in your future. The past is gone. The fire will heal it rapidly. The past can no more hurt you. Now let the white light, the cold white fire, descend into your belly. There it will do its cleansing and healing work. It has truly been said that we think with our bellies. We talk of gut feelings. We speak of swallowing our pride, or having no stomach for it is a way of describing fear or cowardice, and lack of guts means the same thing. And why do we say fed up when we are bored? You can think of examples. What's below the waist has a great deal of effect on our hearts and minds. Knowledgeable doctors sometimes talk of the gut-brain axis, or even a second brain in the intestines. Be sure to understand this point well. A lot of emotion and pain is locked up in the gut. Listen to our language again. Gall and bitterness is from the gallbladder. Feeling liverish means we don't feel too good in body and mind. We say spleen for angry, resentful things. There may also be happiness in the belly too. Some Buddhist philosophers think the stomach is the seat of the soul, not the heart. Maybe that's why the happy Buddha is always shown with a big belly. He likes to feed his soul. It is important to let the indwelling white light blaze fiercely in your abdomen, where it will do immense good in cleansing hurt, sadness, frustration and bitterness. Get the idea of happiness growing and growing inside your stomach till you feel full and satisfied. Happiness is a good food. Happiness is white light too. Don't forget your kidneys. They are high up at the back. Kidneys are in the abdomen, but sit under the lower ribs. Kidneys are great detoxers. They flush away poisons and waste. Let your kidneys glow with white light and see them flushing away your pains and hurt. All negative feelings are waste. They drain energy. Let your kidneys filter out and remove all negative feelings and hurt. You don't need these feelings. They're mostly just a habit. The white light will protect your kidneys from harm while they do this important action for you. Think of peeing away pain and hurt. It's a great metaphor for healing. So is evacuating the bowels. Don't be shy. There's only you and me here, and I'm a doctor. I'm totally comfortable with the idea of you dumping hurts and pains and all negative feelings through your backside. In fact, it's appropriate. Just keep quiet about it, okay? Right, next, let the white light move down to your pelvis. This is the area they call your base chakra in Eastern philosophy. We think of the bladder, genitals, and organs of reproduction. No matter what it means to you, the healing white fire can burn through your pelvis, cleansing and healing it. You will feel good with a healthy base chakra, even if you don't believe in chakras. And finally, let the light pour its energies down into your legs, down to the toes, and out into the space beyond the end of your toes. Let it all go. Now, we will finish by wrapping your body in complete, fuzzy, soft white light. This isn't the burning white fire we have just been using. This is gentle, like a baby's breath. White will protect you. You can carry this little cocoon of protective white light with you wherever you go. At all times, it can protect you. Now, finally, if you still have trouble sleeping, I want you to do something important before our next sleep process session. If you still have difficulty getting to sleep or remaining asleep, use physical fatigue as a tool. I want you to walk away from home until you feel tired, however long it takes, 15 minutes, half an hour, and then turn around and walk all the way back so that you are really tired. It's very simple, but it will help you. Okay, for this sleep session, before we end, I want you to thank your body and brain, thank your cells for their willingness to join you in the quest for restorative sleep. You can do it. Your body and mind can do it. It may just need a little practice, that's all. We are trying to establish a new routine. You won't have to do all these steps every time once you have re-educated your body. Let me finish now with a poem about sleep. It's by John Keats. What is more gentle than a wind in summer? What is more soothing than the pretty hummer that stays one moment in an open flower and buzzes cheerily from bower to bower? What is more tranquil than a musk rose blowing in a green island far from all men's knowing? More healthful than the leafiness of dales? More secret than a nest of nightingales? More serene than Cordelia's countenance? More full of visions than a high romance? What but thee, sleep, soft closer of our eyes, low murmurer of tender lullabies, light hoverer around our happy pillows, wreather of poppy buds and weeping willows, silent entangler of a beauty's tresses, most happy listener when the morning blesses thee for enlivening all the cheerful eyes that glance so brightly at the new sunrise. Good night.